Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. Can we please get some coordination on our clothing here, sir? For those of you who are going to see this online on our social media platforms, last week
I call your handler ahead of time.
I wear the nice suit. You wear a sweater. So I'm thinking, okay, Popwich is going to wear a sweater when we do this show, and now you're wearing a suit. Like, can we please coordinate this? Because at least for the people who are going to see this on our social media platforms, they're going to go,
What are they doing?
You know, one of the people don't belong with the other. Like, yeah. This is what's going
to happen. Well, it was me last week. It's you this week. You got to get over it. Every once in a while,
get
guys
your people to call my people so we can actually coordinate this stuff.
Okay. Speaking of people calling people, there was a lot of people calling people and a lot of wigging out people this week as volatility's returned to the market, which we've talked about in the past, but we certainly had a good dose of it this week.
Oh yeah,
getting close to the election now, right? We're creeping up on
almost a 4% drop on one day.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's enough that it gets people's attention.
Absolutely.
Right, and so we'll talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about tech earnings too, right?
Okay.
Because I thought that was really fascinating. Any other topics that had come up?
Well,
market topics over the course of the week for you?
Well, the whole thing about this week in regards to it's been earnings season.
Yeah, and the question was, will earnings distract the market from some of the obvious uncertainties around pandemic, stimulus, and election?
Correct. And it seems like we've got this, we called it the boogeyman came out for Halloween when we did our message to our clients.
Yeah.
The boogeyman's out scaring people and the markets got scared. So, you know, we want to talk about two parts of the markets. One is we're going to talk about the stock market right now and some of the earnings and so forth, tech companies. But on our show today, we also have about the bond market.
Right.
People are saying you can't make money in bonds now.
Right.
Interest rates are too low. Forget that asset class. Go somewhere else. Try to make more money. We're going to educate you, inform you, and give you more information about why the bond market is still a place to look at for your portfolio.
Well, and listen, particularly, one, if you want a diversified portfolio, particularly for those people moving into or living in retirement,
absolutely,
need income, it is an absolute essential. And guess what? It's just not a layup anymore.
Yeah, it's not easy interest.
No, it's not easy interest. You can't just buy a GIC paying you 6% anymore. It's a global market, and we've got to educate people more and more about what that market means. So we're going to do that
sure. And so let's kind of go into what was interesting on Friday, which was Thursday night. Earnings release came out from major tech companies, Twitter, Facebook, Apple.
But did you see the headlines when they were coming out? Did you read the headlines?
Yeah, yeah. It was like shocking. Like, oh, the world's going to end.
No.
Which ones are you looking at now?
So when all of the Twitter headline, as an example, came out, crushed expectations, right? Revenue.
Oh, okay.
Apple, crushed expectations.
So you're talking about Friday morning.
No, I'm talking about the first, like just as the news broke on Thursday night, I was seeing headlines. It was, wow, earnings and revenue on all of these companies.
Yeah, yeah.
Way above expectations.
Gotcha.
But that didn't tell the story.
No.
Or did it? Let's debate that.
Well,
right?
See, so this is interesting though, Dave, because what we've been telling our listeners, our clients, and we've been saying it over and over again, that you really need to understand the value of what you own.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand what the value, if you don't understand the value of what you own, then you are speculating on things, and you are subject to volatility that will potentially,
well, it drives emotion,
scare the bejeebies out of you.
That's right.
Welcome to Halloween, my
friend. Boogeyman. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, when you don't understand. So let's take a look at a couple of these tech companies.
That's, sure.
And I'll pick on Facebook because
sure,
I did a lot of reading on this and I looked at a lot of the numbers and so forth. And there's been a down, a decrease the amount of users, active daily users, on Facebook in North America. Canada, USA is what they kind of highlighted.
They had that protest, right?
Well, boycott. Yeah.
Boycott.
Boycott meaning don't advertise on it. Didn't say don't use it.
Yeah.
The economy opened up. People are using social media less when the economy was opening up. And Facebook in the morning on Friday, I'm trying to think, got hit hard, like 4%.
Oh, they were, yeah, it was, I remember doing the morning report at around 8:30, 8:40, and it was down 6% at that point.
And so when a company is priced for perfection, you have no wiggle room for anything that's abnormal.
Okay.
So these companies have been bid up so much during the pandemic. And I'm not saying they're bad companies, but the slightest disappointment and you see people just head for the hills. Granted, we're heading into the weekend of the election and the pandemic rising numbers in the United States, so on and so forth. So there are other pieces of noise coming at this.
Yeah.
But if you just look at these tech companies, and they're the most popular ones because they get the most attention, they've been priced for perfection, and they have a slight blemish, and boom.
Yeah, do you know, and the slight blemish, it was amazing. So here's what, I did a lightning round, as you know, on the reports in the morning, right? And here's the headline. The headline is, every single one of them in the past quarter crushed profit and earnings expectation.
Yeah.
Now, let's get, because the devil's in the details.
Yeah.
You looked at Twitter, right? So the expectation on user growth wasn't met. It was down 19%, I think, in the first hour of trading. Same, we just talked about Facebook. Look at Google. Ad revenue came roaring back up 15%, crushed expectations, but no hair on that deal. So that stock was trading in the early trade up 6.5%, maybe 4.5% in the first hour of trading, right? Yeah. In an otherwise ugly start to that trading day. You look at Apple. Apple beat their earnings expectation. Mac sales were crushing it. Their AirPod sales were crushing it. And there was a delay. They delayed the 5G phone release, right? But pre-sales on that were huge, but they got hit hard.
Because their iPhone 11 sales year over year were not as strong.
And Chinese sales were down.
And Chinese sales were down
20%. Right.
You know what this smells like? Remember when energy stocks were doing so well? You're $130 a barrel. Every company's making money. And the minute that there was a slight blemish, those stocks got hammered. It's funny how we as investors will only buy things when things are going up.
Right.
We'll only look at a company as a good company when their share price is appreciating.
Right.
But we'll give negative reviews when the share price is declining. And the reason for that is that most people, individuals who are investing in the market, do not understand the value of a company. They understand what the company may do, but what's the true value? What's the true intrinsic value? And what's the actual market value that it should be assessed on? And then they trade within that range.
Correct.
And that's the problem. And so this is why most investors, during a 4% drop, we get phone calls from listeners of the show saying, should I sell my portfolio now? The market's down 4%.
Right.
Why didn't you sell it yesterday when it wasn't down 4%? Oh, it was going up. It was good.
Right.
So when it's going down, it's bad. Sell. When it's going up, buy more.
Right.
When do we buy more of more expensive things?
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, if you think the value of that expensive thing is going up, you buy more. But this is the problem, right? So, and we've talked about volatility in the last three or four shows, but it's here and it's timely, and I still think it's relevant. And you've just raised it. So I want to continue with that because you own volatility. Here's my thing to anybody that's listening. If you go into the stock market, you buy volatility. When you invest in a stock, you are actually buying volatility.
Correct.
Right? So, we call it a systemic risk. Being there, being in that system means you own it. Okay. So number one, if you don't like volatility, don't be in the stock market because you have to embrace it. Know that you're buying it with every single position you take on, right? So if you think of it that way, you're actually seeking it out and you're buying it, then it's got to be your friend. How do you make volatility your friend?
Yeah.
Exactly how you said. You understand the value of what you're buying, okay, or what you own. And when volatility gives you an opportunity, and when I say volatility, I mean to the downside, when it gives you an opportunity to own more of that or get an entry point on something that you see revalue on, then it's your friend. If it is emotional roller coaster, don't be there, right? Who says to you, who calls you up and say, geez, I just need more stress in my life, so I'm going to go invest in volatility. Nobody says that, right?
True. Yeah, no one says that.
Nobody says that. So make it your friend.
Okay. And so there's been volatility in the stock market. There's been volatility in the bond market. I think this is a good day to talk about these different things, and we're going to educate and inform you. So why active management, both on stocks and bonds, are important, and how you can manage this risk, this volatility. We're going to talk about the bond market and everything that it has to offer you, even in low interest rates. And so you have to join us after the break. We're also hosting our seminar on Tuesday, November 17th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, stick around. We're going to figure out how to get yield and return out of the bond market after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.